The quest for happiness. Sometimes we get confused about commitment and feel trapped or restricted by it, which makes us restless and indecisive. It makes us want to push back and sabotage the structures we've chosen to build our well life. The paradoxical thing is that when we believe we're really, truly stuck with something, we're less likely to suffer than if we believe we might be stuck with something if we continue down the road we're headed on. Dan Gilbert, Harvard psychologist and author of Stumbling on Happiness, has discovered some unlikely facts about happiness. First, humans greatly overestimate the impact that the outcome of a future event will have on us. Whether we win or lose, within a few months, we're usually back to the same level of happiness we were at before the event. A year after losing the use of their legs and a year after winning the lotto, Gilbert said in a TED Talk, lottery winners and paraplegics are equally happy with their lives. This is due, in part, to our ability to synthesize happiness. It's a facet of what Gilbert calls the psychological immune system, the capacity to make a bad situation not so bad for ourselves. The tricky part is that this system works best when we think we can't get out of our situation. While we all want the freedom to change our mind, perhaps over and over, this actually impairs our ability to synthesize happiness. When we believe we have lots of options, including the option to return or exchange something, to divorce our partner and find a new one, or to move to a new town, we're more prone to feel unhappy. We may constantly go back and forth, wondering if we've made the right choice or if we should change something. Committing promotes happiness. Take advantage of this psychological mechanism by committing. Think of commitment as the continuous application of sincere participation. When it comes to any big choice, your partner, your job, your town, buckle in and stick with it. Bring your sweetness to the table, your passion, your skills, your beauty, your love, and your mojo. You have the ability to make yourself happy regardless of the outcome. If you make a choice and don't give yourself an easy out, you're more likely to be happy than you'd be if you kept your options open. A commitment doesn't have to be forever. You might decide to give a situation a commitment of 3 months. Whatever the duration of the commitment, participate fully and aim to make it work. When it doesn't feel good, instead of entertaining the idea of exiting, first consider, if exiting weren't an option, what would you do to enhance the situation? Of course, it makes sense to end a commitment when someone's well-being is endangered by it, such as an abusive relationship. For nearly all other cases, we stand to gain more from staying and upholding our commitment than we do from leaving. When you stand behind your commitments, new possibilities arise. Figuring out a problematic relationship may seem impossible if you've already withdrawn your commitment, but when you renew your participation with humility, a willingness to be wrong, and an expectation that harmony and fruition are possible, the figuring out part usually just happens, perhaps in ways you couldn't have foreseen.